For the last 5 years, Idaho has been participating in the Fuel Your School program. When you head to a Chevron gas station and you purchase gasoline during the month of October, part of that money that you spend goes to public school teachers to fund STEM-based projects for their classrooms. This program has funded more than 1,000 projects in 163 schools just in Ada and Canyon counties alone. Joining me live to talk more about how this program works and why are Christina Brown, a Chevron representative, and Brody Kessler with Jackson's Food Stores. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us on, Gemma.
I'd like to just start with you, Christina. Explain what Fuel Your School is.
Sure. So Fuel Your School is a very innovative way that we help public school teachers and communities around the U.S. How it works, during the month of October, we donate $1 up to $250,000 to help fund school supplies when consumers purchased 8 gallons of fuel at a participating Chevron or Texaco station. As you mentioned, we've been here for 5 years now in Ada and Canyon counties, and we've been partnering with Jackson's and GemStop here in our market. Nationwide, Chevron supports public school teachers through Fuel Your School in 17 markets. And since we started here in 2014, as you'd mentioned, we funded more than $1 million in classroom supplies for students in Ada and Canyon counties.
And Brody, how did Jackson's Food Stores decide that this was something they wanted to participate in and be a part of?
We're always looking for opportunities to help give back to the communities. And, you know, as we all know, funding for classrooms, a lot of times it's the teachers that are taking it out of their own pockets. Mm-hmm. And this program allows these teachers to very simply go on to Donors Choose, pick out what they need. And it's a simple delivery for these teachers to get up to, you know, $1,000 worth of things that normally they would be funding out of their own pockets.
So explain that to me, Christina, because it really is like teachers do have to actually apply, right? And they have to have a plan, basically, for what the funds would be used for.
They do post projects on DonorsChoose.org. It's mm-hmm. a national online charity that we work with, but it's very easy to sign up. They just go onto the online platform, select the items that they're interested in. Eligible projects are up to $1,000, as Brody mentioned. And then through the month of October, we fund public school projects. And Brody's absolutely right. On average, teachers give $500 a year to purchase classroom supplies for their students. And this is a way that Chevron can give back to public schools, to the students in our community, and just keep them engaged and learning.
What I liked about this, too, is I saw some of the projects that some of the teachers have listed, and they go from first grade all the way through high school as well. And the goal, too, is STEM. And we mean STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, math, because these really are the careers of the future when we talk about where we, you know, need kids to be focusing on. And how does that play into your mission, just from a broader perspective for the Chevron Corporation? Because the Chevron Corporation really did create this Fuel Your School program.
We did. And teachers can post projects that aren't STEM-oriented, but that's definitely an emphasis of ours. We really want to help prepare students who may be interested in the type of advanced technical careers that are available in mm-hmm. our industry. And it's just such an important curriculum that it's something that we want to make come alive. It's something that textbooks may not we just want it to make
you might get a little
real.
Bit bored
more
with textbooks.
Fun,
let's be honest.
Well, I don't know. These are pretty cool projects.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? Is when you get to, and I think that's the thing, is a lot of these that I was looking at, I mean, it's hands-on stuff.
Yeah.
And when you're talking especially about those grade school kids, and they get to really get in there and they get to frankly kind of play but learn,
mm-hmm.
and then the teachers actually don't have to take the money out of their pockets. I mean, Brody, is that part of the mission for Jackson's as well? Because as we just heard in our last segment, with the Idaho Food Bank, you're also now going to be carrying, you know, the Happy Day brand oatmeal because that will help kids.
Exactly. I mean, this has been a very rewarding project for us, joining with Chevron for the past 5 years. I've had the opportunity of delivering some of the classroom deliveries, and one thing we did the first year was actually, they call them a wobble chair. And they're these chairs that I'd personally fall off of if I was on. But the getting kids to stay focused and pay attention in the classroom, and this was a group of third graders, they get wiggly. So,
oh, there's those chairs that kind of move.
So these chairs and this classroom, these kids, you would have thought it was Christmas Day for them.
Oh, I bet.
But, you know, to that teacher, she couldn't afford to do those, had been working towards that, but it made a big difference in the way her classroom setting was and getting her kids to actually pay attention and learn.
Well, and also it's not just that a teacher couldn't afford a chair like that. So many schools can't afford things like that.
Exactly.
So it's adding to the entire education system by doing that. I'm speaking with Christina Brown, a Chevron representative, and Brody Kessler with Jackson's Food Stores. We're talking about the Fuel Your School program. Now, the teachers have already gone on the platform of Donors Choose, correct? So is that process finished right now?
We run the program through the month of October, so many teachers have already posted projects, but
they have a couple days left then.
Yes, a couple days left to post projects, and also if you're a member out in the community and you're interested in supporting public schools, a couple days left to go fuel up at a participating Chevron or Texaco station and support the schools in your community.
And Brody, speaking of that, so this is Jackson's and the GEM Stop. So all over the state of Idaho, is that how it works?
Just in Ada.
Ada and Canyon.
Yes.
Okay. So if people are in Ada and Canyon County. And what's great about this is, as we know, because all you have to do is, you know, get in your car and you see all the traffic we have, people have to fill up their gas tanks. And is that, you know, part of it is that this isn't something over and beyond what people would normally do?
Well, exactly. You know, it's putting that focus on just the month of October. Remember, you know, if you're driving by a Chevron, you have to fuel up anyway. You're now supporting our education around here. Really, like, as you said, the teachers and the children.
And so when you said the $250,000, Christina, is that like per community? Because you were also across the country with this program, correct?
That's right. So just in this community here, Ada and Canyon counties, with the help of Jackson's and GEM Stop, we're giving up to $250,000.
Mm-hmm. And have you been able to meet your goal every year with this $250,000?
We have. Knock on wood. We watch that number weekly to see. And I mean, right now it's looking like we probably will hit our goal again this year.
And that's got to be rewarding, right?
Yeah.
To see that people are making that effort. And like I said, it's simple and easy to do, but it makes such a huge impact on students.
Yes.
And what's been the feedback from teachers, Christina?
This is my favorite part of the whole program, is the feedback online. And I know Brody has received messages, personal emails, videos. We received a really cute video this morning of a project we funded classroom. The kids had their new supplies out and they were playing with them. It's so humbling that we can make such a big difference in the lives of these teachers and students in the communities where we operate.
And is that ultimately it? I mean, that is the impact that we're talking about. I mean, how would you say, not just students, Brody, but how does it make a broader impact within our community by having this program?
I think it just shows the tight-knit community we still have. As you know, as rapid as this area is growing, it's still definitely a very tight-knit community that cares. And to see the appreciation from these teachers, as Christina said, that's the rewarding part, is to see that it truly is making a huge difference in a lot of lives.
And very quickly, because I have less than a minute, that you have an event tonight.
Yes, we will be out at the Village in Meridian. They have the Villains in the Village. Fuel Your School will be recognizing four teachers who we're helping purchase STEM supplies for. A very fun event during intermission. We hope to see you all out there. Support Fuel Your School and the teachers in your community.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest, Christina Brown with Chevron, and Brody Kessler with Jackson's Food Stores. Thanks so much for coming in today, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.